Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Today I am going to be speaking on the topic, a woman with issues. A woman with issues. St. Mark chapter 5, reading from verse 25 to verse 34. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse, when she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind, and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and seest thou, who touched me? And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him, and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace, and be whole of thy plague.
Amen.
Now the woman in this account today had a number of issues that she was dealing with. Number one, the main one, she had a medical issue. She had a chronic bleeding condition for 12 years. Imagine that, ladies, for 12 years. This medical issue was probably menorrhagia, which is characterized by prolonged menstrual bleeding. Any medical condition where someone is unnaturally losing blood is a cause for concern. Losing blood means that you are losing life. So, as you would imagine, this lady probably looked weak and sickly. Number two, she had a financial issue. The Bible said that she had spent all she had with the physicians, seeking a cure for her bleeding condition, trying all kinds of medicines, moving from physician to physician, hoping that one of them could direct her to a cure. Yet her condition got no better, but it got worse. All the money ran out. This woman was broke. Number three, she had a social issue. Because of her bleeding condition, she would have been considered unclean. And you can confirm that by reading Leviticus chapter 15, verses 25 and 26. And therefore, this woman was unfit for social contact with others. Any person or object that she came into contact with would have been rendered unclean. Therefore, I believe she was alone. If she had any family members or friends or even a husband, none of them were probably around now. Number four, I believe she had a mental issue. Now, the Bible does not explicitly state this, but I believe if all that she would have been through, she would have suffered with depression, which is a mental disorder. She was dying, she was broke, and she was alone. These are perfect conditions for depression. And as you know, depression causes loss of appetite or sleep or both, lower energy, feelings of hopelessness, suicidal thoughts, etc. So this woman was dealing with a number of issues. Are you dealing with any issues today? Mark chapter 5 verse 27 says, when she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. Now the first part of this verse, when she had heard of Jesus, that is a sermon right there. Depending on what you've heard of Jesus may be the difference between life and death. What have you heard about Jesus? Now, I'm not sure what this woman heard about Jesus, but clearly it was enough to inform her that Jesus could cure her disease. This woman sat down with herself, and as I mentioned before in a previous discourse, Some days you have to sit down with yourself and you have to talk to yourself. She told herself that if she but just touched his garment, she would be made whole. How did she know that? She never said that she was going to speak to Jesus and ask him to cure her. She declared in herself with this watertight faith that if she touched anything that this man Jesus was in contact with, she would be cured.
Amen.
And therefore, when Jesus was passing by on his way down to the house of Jairus with a multitude surrounding him. Now, I don't know how many people constitute a multitude.
It was enough people, big man. Enough people.
So I'm just going to say a lot of people were around Jesus. Yet this weak, sickly woman gathered all of her strength and she came in the press and she was determined that she was going to touch the hem of his garment. So she pushed through all of those people. Now remember, this woman was unclean. Therefore, every person that she came into contact with, she made unclean as well. That is why I think she went in disguise. She probably didn't want anyone to see her face. So she pushed through all of these people. And alas, my brothers and sisters, she was able to complete the task at hand. She was able to reach her hand out and touch the hem of his garment. And the Bible declares that straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up. She received a cure immediately. There was no delay. There was no waiting time.
Amen.
We are all dealing with issues in this life. We probably brought some from 2023 into 2024. And if you didn't, because of the way how life goes, because of the way how life is, we will deal with issues in this life. Whether it be a mental issue, a financial issue, a social issue, a medical issue, we will deal with issues. And it is comforting to know that we can bring our issues to God. But guys, some days we have to push through to reach to God. The acronym PUSH stands for pray until something happens. So I'm encouraging you today, as I encourage myself, when issues arise in our lives, let's start to push. Now, I've never been in labor.
I hope not.
But I know that pregnant ladies, in order to get that baby out, it requires some kind of effort. It requires pushing. And I've seen this on the television, and I've seen it in real life, being a daddy, that the doctors, the nurses, whoever is attending that pregnant lady, tells her to push. So guys, that is my encouragement to you today. When issues of life arise, push. Pray until something happens. Bring your issues to God. Bring it in faith, believing that God is going to deal with your particular issue. It was an amazing feat for this woman to push through so many people to get to Jesus to obtain a cure. And sometimes with the issues we are dealing with, we have to spend time pushing in order to obtain the victory, in order to obtain a solution, in order to obtain a cure. So guys, in conclusion, my message to you today is trust God to help you with your issues. All of us will have them at some point. Thanks for listening.